Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
All right, springtime is approaching, which means it is now officially income tax refund season, which also means we have a lot of customers who are going into car dealerships right now, or they're getting their tax refunds and they're using it for a down payment on a home. Whatever the case is, a lot of people is applying for applications to get a vehicle or a mortgage loan or whatever the case is, and they're finding out their scores are completely different from whenever they log into any type of credit monitoring app or credit repair service or the Credit Karma app that's on their cell phone. A lot of people get very discouraged whenever they go to an actual bank or dealership and apply for something and their scores are nowhere near where they thought they should be. Okay, so in this episode, I want to explain why that happens and what exactly do you need to look for and where are these scores coming from. Okay, so let's just start from the I guess the most commonly used app out there, which is Credit Karma. Almost everyone has that on their cell phone. Okay, it's a free app. Of course, they use your data and your you know, personal information to sell you all these marketing things, to where every time you log in, they get a commission if you click and apply for a credit card and loan and all that stuff. But deep down, it's not free. However, it is free as far as not costing you money per month to monitor your credit. Okay, so on Credit Karma, you may notice, for example, someone may have a 650 credit score, but when they apply for a mortgage, their scores come back at 590 or 580 or, you know, 620 or 600. It's always like 40, 50, 60 points off from what they thought their scores, you know, were going to be at whenever they walked in. Okay, why is this different, or why are their scores much lower, sometimes much higher, whenever they apply for something in person, okay, through an actual bank? First things first, there's two scoring systems. Okay, you have what you call a Vantage scoring system and then a FICO scoring system. Okay, Vantage is a scoring system that is used on credit monitoring apps like Credit Karma or Credit Wise through Capital One, or pretty much your banks, you know, your online banking mobile app. They have like a little credit score thing on there where you can track your score and monitor your credit. If someone runs your credit or a new account hits, it alerts you. Those little apps is using a Vantage scoring system. Okay, so if you log into Credit Karma and you look next to the scores or below the score, it's somewhere close to the scores, it's gonna say this score was calculated using a Vantage 3.0 scoring system. Okay, so Vantage is the scoring system. However, the model 3.0 is the, you know, most recent version of Vantage, and that's what's used to calculate your scores on Credit Karma. Okay, so a Vantage 3.0 scoring system allows you to pre-qualify for financing, and, you know, pretty much not put any hard inquiries to your credit. It allows you to monitor your credit for free. You can check it as many times as you want to, and it's not going to put a hard inquiry on your credit report. So if you log into Credit Karma or any type of credit monitoring service that just monitors your credit and doesn't put a hard inquiry on your credit, it is going to use a Vantage 3.0 system. Okay, why are these different? I'm going to explain shortly. Okay, so Vantage calculates scores completely different from FICO. So before we even go into FICO, because this is about to get really confusing here in a second, so just bear with me here. Before we go into the FICO scoring systems, just keep this in mind. Vantage, when you hear the word Vantage, it allows you to check your score for free as many times as you want to without putting a hard inquiry on your credit. So when you do a pre-qualification for a credit card and you see these things like, oh, it's a soft hit, it's not gonna add a hard inquiry on your credit. That uses a Vantage scoring system, okay? It's just to pre-qualify you. Now, when you apply for a mortgage loan, auto loan, credit card, personal loan, this is going to use a FICO scoring system, which means a hard inquiry is actually added to your credit report. That means you're applying for credit, okay? So when you apply for a mortgage loan, mortgage companies uses a FICO scoring system, and there's multiple versions of FICO. You have version 2, version 4, and version 5. Each version is going to calculate scores slightly different. You know, whichever one your lender uses depends on them, okay? So there's usually three common ones with FICO. Number 2, version number 2, version number 4, and version number 5, okay? So I explain how each one can calculate scores slightly different, whatever the case is. Now I'm going to circle back to all of these here in a second and explain why there are different models of FICO and how this benefits you or could hurt you. So just kind of stay tuned here. Okay. So that's mortgage, FICO scoring systems. Auto loans. When you apply for a vehicle at a car dealership, okay, they use a FICO scoring system. They use versions 2, 4, 5, 8, 9, or 10, okay? So they can use any one of these, okay? Each one, each version, each version is going to calculate your score slightly different, okay? Credit cards and personal loans, okay, also uses a FICO scoring system, okay? Credit cards and loans, they usually is going to use a FICO version number 8. Okay. A lot of you guys have the Experian app, like the Experian credit report or the Experian credit bureau. Experian has a free app that allows you to check your FICO 8 credit score for free without putting a hard inquiry on your credit. Okay. That FICO 8, that FICO version 8 credit score that you see on the Experian app is what credit card and personal loan companies will pull whenever you apply for a credit card or a personal loan. Okay. That score that you see on Experian net where it says calculated using FICO model 8, that may not show up when you apply for a mortgage loan because mortgage loans uses FICO version 2, FICO version 4, and FICO version 5. Okay. They may be similar, but they're going to be completely different from FICO 8. Okay. So why are there so many different models of FICO? Okay. We talked about which ones the mortgage companies use, which ones the auto companies use, and which ones is used by credit cards or personal loans. Okay. The reason behind this is it's supposedly supposed to help you, but also help the lender to decide if you're a high risk for that particular account. Okay. So let's just say you're applying for a credit card or a personal loan. They're going to use FICO version 8. Okay. Version 8 is going to calculate your credit scores based on your credit card or your personal loan history or loan history in general. Okay. It's going to calculate your scores more based on your credit card payment history and your installment loan history. Okay. So let's just say, you have a ton of, auto loan bad history that's on there. Okay. FICO 8 may not ding you as much for something that's auto related than it would something that is credit card related. Okay. So that's why credit card companies uses FICO version number 8. Moving on to the auto loans. Okay. Again, auto loan companies or dealerships can use FICO version 2, 4, 5, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So sadly, whichever one that these dealerships is going to use, it sounds like they use every version of FICO, or at least they have the power to use every version of FICO. So whichever version that particular dealership uses that you go to it's going to determine which scores that they're going to pull. Okay. You may go to one dealership and they use FICO version 4. You may go to another dealership and they use FICO version 8 or FICO version 10. You're never going to know unless you ask, or, you know, you go there directly. And I'm pretty sure FICO has their own app as well that lets you buy every version of FICO's credit scores. I think it's very expensive, $30 to $50 a month. You know, I wouldn't pay for it, but they do have that option for you to buy all FICO versions credit scores. Okay, so auto loans, you know, this is going to be based on whichever version of FICO calculates your score more based on your auto loan history. So let's just say your auto loan history is perfect. However, you have messed up a little bit on your mortgage loan or your credit card loan back in the day. Okay, your score is more calculated based on your auto loan history than it is your credit card history or your mortgage loan history. Now, don't get me wrong, that's still going to affect your credit scores on the auto loan versions. However, it's not going to as much. Okay, so that's why I say this could benefit you and also benefit the company that's running your credit, because, you know, if you're not a high risk when it comes to auto loans, then your scores aren't going to be affected as much. Now, lastly, mortgage loans uses FICO version 2, FICO version 4, FICO version 5. Okay, these versions of FICO calculates your score more based on your mortgage loan history or your real estate history. Okay, so if you don't have any real estate history at all, you know, maybe your scores may be slightly affected. You know, of course, if you have perfect credit, you don't have to worry about any of this anyway. But let's just say you miss payments on a previous real estate loan, okay, where your scores are going to be way more lower on these mortgage FICO versions than they would be on the auto and credit card versions, because this here is mainly focused on your mortgage loan history, okay, your installment history. So this is why there's so many different versions of credit scores. So guys, listen, when you go to a mortgage loan company or a car dealership and you run your credit and you tell them, oh, my score is a 700 on Credit Karma, you know, it does not matter, because that uses a Vantage scoring system that just allows you to pre-qualify, or, you know, run your credit without a hard hit, or monitor your credit for free and check it however many times you want to. It is just a free tool to help guide your credit, or, you know, keep you updated with your credit. Okay, you're not going to know your actual FICO score unless you pay for the FICO app and buy every version's credit score. Okay, you can go to a dealership and they use FICO version 4, FICO version 8, FICO version 10 9 2 5 6, whatever. You know, you're never gonna know unless you have bought every version of FICO and you know what every score is on every version. Okay, just like auto loans or credit cards or personal loans, whatever the case is, every score is going to be different because there's different versions of FICO. That is all for this one. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.